Time now for a look at the markets, and we're joined this afternoon by Malika King of Craigs Investment Partners. Good afternoon, Malika.
Good afternoon, Kim.
As far as Wall Street's concerned, fairly positive end to the week, wasn't it, on a news of a partial trade deal? How are things looking here locally this morning?
Yeah, pretty strong start here as well. We're up 138 points, or just under 1.3% at 11,062 points. That's thanks to some pretty positive local company news, where, as you've reported, we saw Fisher & Paykel Healthcare upgrade their guidance. They're up $1 at $18. That's nearly 6%. And Sky TV, after that Sansar deal, they're up 15 cents, or just under 17% at $1.04. And just looking at some of the other movers on the NZX, Air New Zealand's up 3.5 cents at $2.88.5. A2 Milk's up 27 at $13.47. Contact's down 4 at $8.92. Chorus is up 13.5 cents at $5.39.5. Genesis is up 5 at $3.57. Ryman's up 19 cents at $13.16. Restaurant Brands down 50 cents at $11.30. Sky City is up 4 cents at $3.97.
And taking a look across the Tasman, of course, Australia's just opened. How's it looking there?
Yeah, good start over there as well. They're up 58 points, or 0.86% on the All Ords at 6,780 points. ANZ's up 32 cents at 27.81. BHP's up 68 at 36.50. CBA's up 79 cents at $79.57. CSL's up 73 at $245.34. NAB's up 26 cents at 28.46. Rio's up $2.33 at $92.28. Woolworths is up 30 cents at $37.41. Westpac's up 25 at $29. And Xero's up 69 cents at $67.60.
And that means it's time to look at the currency markets. And how's the New Zealand dollar trading?
Reasonably flat in this morning's trading. Our dollar is buying 0.6328 US, 0.9318 Australian, 0.501 sterling, 0.5737 euros, 68.628 Japanese yen, and 4.488 Chinese yuan.
And interest rates and commodities.
90-day bank bills are at 1.04%. The 5-year swap is at 0.9875%. The 10-year is at 1.31%. Brent crude is $60.52 US a barrel, and spot gold is $1,484.65 US an ounce.
Thank you. That's Malika King of Craigs Investment Partners with all the latest there from the markets.